The first National Day of Silence was held in 1997, and since then, the number of schools observing it has risen steadily. This year, it's dedicated to a California 8th grader shot and killed in February because of his sexual orientation. In Wisconsin, half of gay and lesbian students report verbal abuse, and about a third say they've been physically attacked. Tim Michael of the Wisconsin Gay Straight Alliance for Safe Schools says there's been growing opposition to the Day of Silence from some students, parents, and school principals.
They're receiving phone calls from community members who are upset that Day of Silence is happening in the schools. And we have seen some administrators actually question Day of Silence and actually try and put a stop to it.
That almost happened in Janesville this week. School board member Bill Soderman didn't like seeing all the pictures of famous gays and lesbians going up in the high school hallways in preparation for the event. He complained to the school district attorney, who assured him if any other student group, such as Christians, wanted to hold a similar event, they could. Soderman says that's resolved the issue for him.
So we're very happy with that understanding, and that's all it's about, and making sure that each group is treated fairly and not one given more rights over another.
Soderman says he supports efforts to eliminate all harassment or bullying and believes all groups should be able to promote mutual respect for their lifestyle, whether it be homosexuals or Christians. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.